Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, we get to the people. Tigers take another series. They are at the halfway mark. They are 20 games over, and it's just a question. The biggest non-Javi surprise of the first half. Because in order to attain this level of baseball, and you don't have some $7 billion payroll, and your pitching staff's been injured, your bullpen hasn't been what we thought, yet revert to awesome record. So what's the biggest surprise, non-Javi? Javi would be one of the biggest surprises in, I don't know, maybe baseball history. I don't even know what to tell you at that point.
Bro, the fact that, you know, as of voting right now, he's a starter on the All-Star team. That's
also
it
ridiculous.
Just keeps going crazy and crazy.
The summer of Javi. Correct. Look, let's get to the people, see what they want to add to it, give you a little draft stuff in the 5 o'clock. Go to Steve, 97.1. Stevie, how you doing?
Hey, doing great. How about you?
Good. Hey, Steve. What's on your mind, Stevie?
Hey, so I got to say it's kind of a twofold scenario. The first thing is, like, Torkelson's defense. Do you know how many errors he made 2 years ago?
A zillion.
11. He's got one this year, and I am not a Torque lover by any stretch, but his defense and how he picks up this infield – that's substantial with helping save runs. On the flip side, we think Torque is leading this offense, and the fact is, it's not sustainable. Like, he is slugging OPS at 800 right now, and that man will not keep it up. We gotta find. You mentioned we have different heroes. If we're counting on Torkelson to keep this up, it's not happening. I was glad to see the home run today. I was there.
Yeah, he had a rough month.
The reality is he is not the answer at first, and we're winning despite him instead of because of him.
All right, but hold on. I think you can meet in the middle on this one. You're right in the month of June. Now, April and May, come on, we got to be fair now, Stevie. He powered this thing. He is probably a poor man's Pete Alonso. That he'll be a guy that's going to hit 220, maybe get to 30, 35 homers. You got to be selective. You're going to know certain matchups you're going to sit him down for. But he's been an important part of the team. Now, you're right. Like, if July looks like June, we're going to have a different conversation. It's why I try to be super pragmatic with baseball. I don't react every day. I don't even react every week.
Now, and add on to what you've said, Mike, it's almost like the players, even when they go through the bad streaks, they don't fall that far down that you're saying, like, yep, and I knew it. The bottom has fallen out. It's like, okay, they hit their drought, but somebody else picks up the slack, and then they come back and, yeah, and they hit a home run or they do something.
Do they need one right-handed bat that is proven, that plays every day, that's going to be a high-level player? Yes. I mean, they tried with Bregman. They tried. I'm never going to knock them. They tried. But, yeah, I mean, I don't get people who call in and are like, well, why does anybody want anything? I can't help you. Because ultimately, when you have 4 or 5 guys on the roster with almost a 10-to-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio and you get to the playoffs where you strike out more because the pitching's better.
But I think those are people who believe you got everything that you need right now. So just okay. Be happy.
All right, put on a Disney movie while you're at it. TJ, 97.1. What's up, Teej?
Hey, Mike.
Yes, TJ.
I like your point, but my thing is I'm kind of leaning towards.
Hold on, TJ, are we on the speakerphone?
No.
Oh, okay. You sound muffled.
Yeah, I tell you what, Teej, give me a minute. Kenny, check his phone because I want to hear what he's saying and I can't understand him. I'll go to EJ in light of TJ. EJ, what's going on?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, EJ. What's up?
I think the biggest surprise is the base running. Man, they're killing it. That stat that Dan Dickerson mentioned this evening or this afternoon about being 37 bases over the average team, that's insane.
Yeah, and
that's
guess
what's
what?
Getting us these runs, that's what's consistently winning series. We're doing that every game.
Yeah, it's
we're
fundamentals.
Reaching first to third. We're reaching second to home on a single.
And you're doing
that's
it where Parker Meadows has played no role. And he's one of the best at it, right? Like Parker Meadows was hurt. And then since he's come back, he's been bad. It's okay to say that. Mm-hmm. Imagine if he gets it going. You're right, though, EJ.
Right.
It's the margins, right? You heard Trajan Langdon say that the other day. The Tigers beat you in the margins. They don't have more talent than a lot of teams, but they play a better brand of baseball.
Yeah. And they got depth for the first time in I don't know how long. So when people come off the IR, they're going
to
be.
Yeah, and I think the easy swap is when Vierling comes back, we say goodbye to Sweeney. That's an easy swap. Anything beyond that, because again, Vierling's bat at third and in the outfield is just, and again, Javi being functional, you don't need Sweeney in the way that you thought you were going to. So, yes, that one is an easy one. Beyond that, they'll have tougher decisions to make. They will. I mean, no, I don't think Jones is going to stick around. But let it – hey, while the guy's hitting $7 million at the plate, you just let it roll. But EJ makes a good point. The base running, the small stuff. Yeah. And, again, they don't steal a lot. That they are not – they take the bases in different ways.
Yes. They're aggressive on the base path, just not stealing.
Correct. Yes. Which is kind of unique. Because if you have the ability and the smarts and you need some speed, you can't be Daniel Vogelbach taking an extra base, but yet they don't steal.
Yeah, I mean, I guess at least here they know the ballpark and they know, okay, the ball hit there, it's going to careen this way, and I can probably
score. Ball does not fly. All right, let's go to TJ. TJ, are you back with us?
All right, Mike. Yeah, man. Look,
there you go.
Here's the thing. I love your point, right? You know, the 2 of 3, that is surprising. But as the last caller just said, this is a Finch coach team. So I kind of want to give Finch the nod there because, like, that's kind of not surprising with Finch. He's a great coach, and he's getting the best out of those guys, and he's preparing them to bounce back series after series. So that is surprising but not really surprising for a Finch team. Now, Torkelson will be – outside of Javi, come on, man. It's really a no-brainer. Yeah, we hate the 220 average. I mean, but if he hits 27 home runs and 82 ribbies compared to where he would have been, or, well, I'm going to say would have supposed to have been at the start of this season, that's got to be it, guys. I mean, I'm going to sit back and listen, but that's got
to
be it.
Yeah, again, it'll come down to the average I don't care about. Batting average is passe. That's just a past tense thing. It's nothing that anyone really cares about. Your OBP, your OPS, OPS plus, slugging. That's he's going to have to continue to hit for titanic power if he's going to be a value to this team. Because you can't have an on-base percentage of 305, 310, and truly help your team. Again, his OBP right now is 326. Would love to see that, you know.
Yeah. So real quick, Rain Man.
Oh, come on, man. I had good stat.
You had two, actually. So when did the batting average just go away like that?
It's a great question. I'd probably say...
Because, I mean, I feel old because when I grew up, it was, you know,
I'd say 10 years ago.
You know, can you bat 400? You know, Rod Carew and George Brett and all those guys flirting when I was a kid. You know?
Yeah, I'd say about a decade to where OPS started to become more valued. The OBP has always been a bigger consideration than batting average for baseball nerds. But to what you're talking about, where like batting average is way in the background and it's the OPS being displayed at ballparks and stuff in the last 10 years, for sure.
Okay.
And again, you listen, is it nice to see a guy step to the plate hitting 318? Sure, no one's going to be mad at that. I mean, hell, Jacob Wilson for the A's is hitting like 380. But it's what you do.
I got you.
I don't know. Like, look, if Riley Green finishes the year hitting 240, but he's got a 900 OPS, ain't nobody going to care. No, absolutely not. 248-539-9797. Do you want your What You Missed Last Night draft fiesta?
Yeah.
For all the people who didn't waste their time, I did. Let me let you in on what you missed.
Okay.
We'll do it next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.